You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to a brand new episode of Pop Off Podcast.
This week we're doing a Coachella special and getting to the bottom of whether anyone actually cares anymore.
We're doing the best and worst dressed.
Giving our honest opinions on the lineup.
And we're deciding whether or not influencers have killed off Coachella.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Ooh, I had a little bit of croak in my voice. It's not even, it's 2 p.m. It's not even, I was about to say morning voice, but it's not giving morning. It's just giving like, clear your throat out, bitch. You disgusting pig. Before we enter today's episode, I just wanted to quickly say congratulations to Sasha Colby, who just won this season of Drag Race. First ever US Miss Continental winner and Drag Race winner. And a huge win for the trans community and the drag community for this time that they're all going through. So congratulations, Sasha. Woo woo! Isla showing support through claps.
Yeah, I'm showing support.
Anyway, in other news, Isla fell off a Lime bike.
Oh my god! Like I no, because listen, I actually want to do like a partnership with Lime bike because I think that I would be so sick. I love Lime bikes. Like I actually ride for them, and no, they're just sick. But the other day, I cycled back from Camden drunk off. Absolutely trolleyed.
Camden to Peckham?
Yeah. I only took about, well, including the crash, probably about 30 minutes.
Wait, is Lime bikes the one which are like electronic and
yeah.
They like speed you up a bit?
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to do anything. That's why they're perfect. As soon as you rotate, put your foot forward, it moves.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. No, but it's good though. But you don't have to do anything.
Is it not like hard at traffic lights?
How? You stop.
Yeah, but like it's like electric.
But you press the brakes.
I guess. But like that would scare me because it's like, I don't know. I feel like this. I'm such a reckless driver that like there's multiple times I've had to.
I love watching you drive because like, you drive like this like really big like car.
Really?
And you're just like.
I thought you were going to say, oh, I would give like, no, oh my God. The other day, my friend was visiting in London. She took a picture of me driving and it was supposed to be giving like, man, like in a car, like hand on steering wheel, in like in the Beamer, driving through the streets of London. And I was literally like clawing the bottom of the steering wheel like a chicken. And she was like, it's not really giving. Like
it's not giving BDU.
I drive like a... Well, like how you expect a gay person to drive.
No. Oh, right. I thought you were talking about your car.
Oh.
No, your car's just like a 4x4, but I thought it would be more like...
Sporty.
Sporty, yeah.
I like
giving family.
A big car because it's like, it asserts my dominance on the road.
Fair enough.
Because I like cutting... Oh, that's not the best thing to say, but I do
this
like cutting...
This is typical BMW driver talk, mate. Continue.
I like cutting in front of people because I'm just like, move, bitch.
These times you go at 20 miles an hour.
I don't know. I like being in a big car. It makes me feel more safe and secure.
Oh, fair enough.
Little cars just don't do it for me.
I drive my mum's car still.
Anyway, a blind bike.
Yeah, so yeah, basically, I thought I was cycling and then I like basically crashed into an orange cone. And then some fucking guy was laughing at me. I wanted to whack him over the head so bad with my
What time was this?
At 3 a.m. But when I say I went flying, yeah, like the whole side of my leg is like absolutely like fucked.
Did it hurt at the time?
No, I was drunk. I was like, this is fun. Adrenaline. Woo, let's go.
Oh, my.
And then I got home and my boyfriend has this thing where, like, if I come back and I wake him up, like, he will get on to me. But I was like, but I wanted to wake him up always anyway because, like, it's just fun, innit? Like, when you're drunk. But then... Not for those reasons. But, like... I came home and I was like, I just fell off the line. But he's like, shut the fuck up. You're still, if you're walking around the house, I'm sure you're still alive. You'll be fine.
And I'm sorry, that would be me. I get so, oh my God, it's so funny because it's always the opposite way around. Like, I'm always the one that's out later.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, yeah.
And one time I went back first and then he came back like an hour later, like really drunk and woke me up. I didn't let it go for weeks. I was like, yeah, well, the other day you were out to God knows when doing God knows what and everywhere. And he was just like, you do this every week. And I'm like, absolutely not. So I get what you mean. But I'm actually trying, I think I'm going to go at least for 2 weeks. I want to try and go sober.
Yeah, I think that boat is so I know it's boring.
And I've never actually attempted it. You did dry Jan, didn't you?
Yeah, I done it 1 year and then
completed it.
Yeah.
That's so impressive.
Thanks.
I think January is the hardest month to go sober as well, other than like summer.
January's the easiest because when I've looked at any other, I don't have any birthdays in January either. That's the way maybe why as well.
I don't know. January, I feel like I end up going out loads because I'm just like, this month's so fucking boring. Let me just go out every night.
But then I was still going out, but then I was just getting like, I was doing Red Bull, but it was like, crack.
Doing Red Bull.
I don't know. When you drink 4 Red Bulls, that's doing Red Bull. That's not drinking. At that point, you're injecting that shit. I was coming home like shaking.
I just wanted, because I like just checked my bank account on Sunday and I was like, the amount of money I have spent on alcoholic beverages over the past month actually knocks me sick. And I already know summer's going to be the same. And I'm like, I want to give myself a few weeks to prove to myself prior to summer that I don't have to go that hard every weekend.
But you know what happens then is that you end up rewarding yourself. Because I was like, oh my God, I saved so much money in January. I didn't drink. Right. I was like, let me reward myself by catching up from fucking missing a month off of drinking and having fun.
I don't know. I'm just worried now that I've also said I've evil eyed myself. Fuck, I definitely should have.
No, you could. No, do it because you'll be able to do it. And once you complete it, it'll feel good. And you at least you can just say, oh, yeah, I've done it.
We'll come back next week and see how it went. But it definitely.
How it went 2 weeks? What, 1 week away?
Yeah. 1 week going. If I do a whole week not drinking.
Oh, a week.
No, I want to try and do like 2 or 3. Okay. But if I do a whole week not drinking.
Oh, we'll catch up next week.
Yeah, that will be impressive for me. I don't think I've done that since I was 16 years old.
That was me. Yeah, I swear to God, that was actually me.
We'll see. This weekend was the first weekend of Coachella. Ooh, Coachella Sunnies. Do you know that?
No.
When Katy Perry got a parcel from Kim Kardashian and it was like sunglasses.
How do you remember
these?
Goes,
and she goes, ooh, Coachella Sunnies. Anyway, it was Coachella this weekend. It made no fucking noise.
Yeah.
You lot are boring.
It did for me in a way of like my following page on TikTok was every, get ready with Coachella. Can I hear someone in a fucking British accent getting ready for Coachella or am I just going to hear a bunch of Americans? Like, why is it only...
There are like a few British people there, but it's like...
They had to pay though.
Yeah, or I think like Lulabelle's took some people. Opolly took some people.
Some? Is Opolly
like
not British?
3 or 4. Like I said, like that was the collective.
Oh, that was
went.
Just it.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
But I think, I don't know, it is fucking expensive. It's not just like popping, like, here's your Parklife ticket and we'll put you up in the Premier Inn for 2 nights. Like, it's a flight, then a transfer from the airport to Palm Springs, then accommodation in Palm Springs for 3 or 4 nights. Not being funny, if you're asking them to post content, they're probably then going to ask for a fee on top of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's expensive. Then you've got to buy them all their food and their drink. And it for a brand, you're looking at about like 10K per head, which...
I would do
that's
more
10K
than
prior to any like... paying for postage. 10K just on like
the basics,
the flight, the transfer, the accommodation. Oh fuck, and the ticket.
Yeah, how much is a ticket, do you know?
I think a VIP ticket's $2,000.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, I think.
Yeah, well, the main place that people that were there were the main brand was like Poosh, which is Kourtney Kardashian's brand.
Oh, I saw that she did it like a bunk bed.
Yeah,
style.
She done like a Poosh camp. Some of my favorite American influencers are Monet.
There's a girl I like called Alex Olozi who was there.
Oh yeah.
And they
Kensington.
She got like a lot of hate because
Alexa who, sorry?
Alex Olozi.
Okay.
And she basically like was showing everything. And like they got like a hamper or something. Mm. And so, someone was like all the comments were just like, this is ridiculous. There is no need for you to be given a free Coachella trip and all of these additional like add-on like things. And it was like things like a pair of Beats headphones, like this, that, and the other. I do slightly get the point because it's just like overconsumption at that point.
It is,
and
yeah.
Everybody's like, well, how are you even getting that back in your suitcase? Like what, like you haven't asked for this. You don't need, you probably have multiple pairs of headphones already. It's just like to butter you up basically.
Who was it? Who done that? What was it, Push?
Yeah.
Now with like influencers, it's like as much as you can get and just like making it just so like, you know, those like spoiled children back in the day, just like as much as you can get. And it's like, I would have thought with Push as well, because Kourtney Kardashian is like, you know, she's vegan. She, I don't know. She's like, she acts like she's a bit minimalist. I thought that they would have done more wholesome things apart from giving like,
I mean, I only saw that first day thing. They might have done more like after, but I don't know. Like, I feel like it is, it's just a thing where it's like, I think people are a bit just sick of like, if you're going to do an influencer trip now, I don't think people, there's an audience anymore. Like I saw a really interesting like YouTube video and the girl was basically like explaining like the whole sort of aspirational side of like influencer like lifestyle is, it's not a thing anymore. Mm. People don't want to look at people and like be like, oh my God, they've got all this amazing stuff. Like, you, I don't know if you watch YouTube back in the day when they used to do like Tarte trips.
Yeah.
To like Bora Bora and to all these insane fucking places. I ate that shit up. I loved those videos. Not one part of me ever was watching that being like, what the fuck? Like, why? You don't need all that. Why are you going? Yeah, yeah. I like loved it. But because of like the rise of TikTok and everybody, like anybody can be anyone now.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, we don't want to see this. Yeah. Like, this isn't fun for us. Like, why are you getting this and not us?
I think also like now we've like lived, the mate, like our age group now has obviously lived through the rise of it.
Mm.
So now we're just getting to a point of like, we're grown up enough to know that these things in life don't actually matter as much as like other things.
And at the end of the day, it is like a, like it's a business, it's a brand at the end of the day, they do need to do something. But I think there's a middle part where like you can take influencers and buy them tickets and put food and put them up and they'll post for that. But like the additional sort of like, what has like a pair of Beats headphones got to do with that influencer going to Coachella? Yeah. Like that's not like necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason they do it is to like, for the influencer to be like, oh my God, this brand's done so much for me. Let me post them even more, which is like fine. But I don't know. It's like a, such a messy ethics because it's like, there's such a fine line of like people, because I do like seeing people go to Coachella. I like seeing people's vlogs of it. I like seeing people's outfits, all that stuff. And there is definitely like a market for people to be taken. But it's like such a fine line nowadays with what, where the internet will draw, will be like, that's too much.
Yeah,
like, how dare you do that? And it's like, I'm sorry, if I was a fucking brand, I'd be shitting myself before any sort of brand trip or anything like that. Because especially with TikTok and how fast things travel and TikTok comments, because as soon as one person says one thing, they're all jumping on. It can go wrong like literally in a second.
And anyways, I don't understand what, like, Push is not, is Push not for like 40-year-old women?
Yeah.
So I don't understand like the correlation of Push and all these young influencers going.
And it's like, well, it's like, it's so like Revolve, do their Revolve festival.
Yeah,
there.
Well, I was actually listening to a podcast about Revolve and they were the ones that, along with Tarte, they were the ones that started doing like, the brand trips. They said they'd done their first one in like 2016 and they've done like hundreds ever since. I can't remember if the woman said that she even thought that it was dying out or not, but yeah, she was basically like, I just, yeah.
I don't know. There's definitely like, I don't, it's so funny because so many people are always like, influencers are dying out, being an influencer is dying out, which is the dumbest fucking thing ever, because prior to the, like prior to the internet, there was things called, like they weren't called influencers, but there were influential people who would wear things or do things and people would be like, that's cool now, let's do that. Mm-hmm. The internet's just like heightened it to like a even bigger and global scale. So like the actual like, not job, but like phrase of an influencer is never going to die. It will live on past social media.
Yeah.
But even like the market of being an influencer is changing, but being an influencer itself is not dying. And it's the dumbest fucking concept ever when people are like, oh yeah, well, influencers aren't going to be a thing in a few more years. It's like, when I first started YouTube in 2013, everybody used to say to me, well, you need a backup because that's not going to last forever. You need a backup because what if the internet goes down one day? To like, be fucking for real.
Yeah. And the thing is with all these things anyway, people aren't just gonna, people that are shit influencers, that their job might die.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're shit at your job, like anything, it's gonna die.
Yeah, it's like any job.
Any job that you think of, it's gonna die. But if you, like, even like now, like, would you have even thought of doing a podcast, like, when you were doing YouTube?
Literally,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You go above and beyond your expertise and you develop as a normal human being. Do you know what I mean? Not as a normal, but. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We just develop. I think people are so stuck, and I think it's obviously, as it's just getting a bit tiring, it's the same old, but people can choose who they want to watch and who they don't want to watch. Like, but do you know what I find is, I think that people that are not, because I think the main issue is it's with certain influencers that are just, it's just so like, with that specific influencer, it's just so over, like, what they get is just so much. Mm. You know that they can't keep up with all the stuff that they get. Because I'm like, I don't even get a crazy amount of stuff, but I get enough stuff to not really have to buy a lot of shit. So for these other influencers that are on like millions, they must be getting a ridiculous amount of stuff. And it just comes to a point where people are just like, what's the point? Mm. Like, it's ridiculous. It's not really, I feel like sometimes it's not shared enough.
Yeah. And there's definitely like, oh my God. Sorry, we're getting so off topic with Coachella here, but that whole TikTok shop, like, culture is actually terrifying.
TikTok shop, I don't talk about TikTok shop. I've never bought anything from TikTok shop.
Me neither.
I do not get TikTok shop. I actually kind of worried with the amount of
overconsumption
and like places where social medias that you can buy things on now. I find it so scary.
Black Mirror-y and like,
it's very weird. Like, you don't.
I just think that culture is so crazy because it's like, you're just promoting so much like actual shit,
mm-hmm.
like actual crap and landfill and things that no one is either going to be broken or not be able to use in a few months.
Like a fucking lie. Oh my God. And the rosemary hair oil. I'm actually going to.
No, for me, it's the. I constantly get these girls who are like TikTok shop influencers, but for clothes.
Oh, so they'll be like
the TikTok, there's the live ones,
yeah.
But there's actual girls who have been like grown an organic following through their outfits and have just been bought out by TikTok shop.
Oh.
And every single one of their videos now is like, this is me in my TikTok shop jumpsuit, you can buy it now. This is me in my TikTok shop coat, you can buy it right here.
Oh my God.
So terrifying. But back to Coachella. Would you ever go?
Would I ever go to Coachella? Absolutely. I'm just waiting for a brand to invite me. So.
In there, because I was just kidding,
guys. Coachella forever.
We just broke down the cost there like a bit ago when we said it was about like if I was to fork out my own money and I'd want to do it properly, I'd want to go VIP.
Yeah.
I'd want to stay somewhere nice. Looking at over five grand, which
yeah.
I am sorry, no fucking music festival is worth that money.
Like, and especially with that lineup,
right? Because this is what pisses me off. And we'll probably get to it in a later point in this podcast. But when everyone is like, well, it's a music festival, like, I am literally telling you, I'm sure there are some like EDM heads who go for like the EDM like mm-hmm. tent and all that stuff. No person who is just going to watch like main stage acts is paying that money to go for the music. They're paying for the name.
Yeah,
it's like a designer brand.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
yeah, because anyway, when I go to a festival, even if it has the best fucking lineup, you will not see me near that stage. You will see me walking around like an actual lost chicken, like the whole festival. That's why I need to make sure that if I'm going, I'm doing the experience properly, because I am the worst with those festivals.
Yeah. And I feel like a brand would keep me under control. They'd be like, you need to go here now. And I'd be like, okay, right. Do it properly. It's one of those things that I would like to tick off once. I feel like it's such a huge thing in pop culture that like, I mean, even now, like people have sort of spoken about, even like to the point where people are like, oh, Coachella is dying. But that's still anyone's talked about all weekend. The fact
exactly.
that it's dying, like, it's such a huge thing in our sort of like generations pop culture that it is like a bucket list sort of thing, which sounds so dumb. If my mum heard me say that, she'd be like, what the fuck are you on about?
It is though. It is. But I feel anything that is put out so much, it's just, you know, for example, when people go to Dubai and they take the video of like, the waterfall, you know, I literally couldn't give a shit about the stupid waterfall, but if I was there, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
When you see so much of something, it's just so boring.
And I think it's because I went to Glastonbury last year.
Oh yeah, I need to do Glastonbury this year.
Glastonbury is like, I'm so glad I did it, and it was really, really fun. But when I told my mum that I was going to Glastonbury, she reacted as if like how I would react if someone told me that.
My mum went to Glastonbury last year as well.
Oh my God, maybe we saw each other.
Yeah.
But she reacted like, how I would think someone from our generation would react to Coachella.
About Coachella.
I feel like it's our generation's Glastonbury.
Yeah, but
like, my mum was like, what the fuck? Like, are you not fucking taking me? I was like, whoa, babe, I did not realise, like, you have never spoken about this in your life. She's like, it's literally been my number one thing I've wanted to do for all my life.
Has she not been?
No. Oh. And I was like, that is so crazy because, like, as much as, like, it is still a huge, like, prominent thing, it's nowhere near as big in our age group as like Coachella, and I know I'm gonna get these bitches like the Oasis heads and the fucking
gosh,
Arctic Monkey
smellies.
The Dark Fruits Twitter are gonna be like, oh, this loser said Coachella's better than Glastonbury. I didn't fucking say that, you little shit. I said that the hype it has is the hype that it had in Glastonbury.
Yeah. And it's long living as well. But my mum actually used to go when the tickets were like 15 quid.
Really?
Yeah. She's got loads of pictures.
It is. I found it so crazy, the like how hard it is to get a ticket for Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. Is it easy to get a ticket for Coachella then?
Yeah, I think Coachella, it's not. Well, Glastonbury have a whole system where you have to pre-sign up and then everybody gets given a barcode or like a numerical code. Then you have to enter your numerical code. So say like, I think you can have groups of up to 6 people. Say we had 6 people, we'd all have to like link our accounts together. And then it's like all 6 of us can try, but if like one person gets through and gets the tickets, then the rest of you are blocked from buying tickets.
Oh, right.
So
it's to
prevent like resales and mass buying. Like it is a kind of a smart method. And you know, your ticket has your name written on. And when you get to the festival, you have to show your ID to prove it's actually you because they don't want people reselling tickets. It's like protect the culture of the festival.
That's clever. I really want to do one of the people for Glastonbury. You have the people that like build the tunnels. I really want to go in one of the tunnels so I can sneak in. That is a bucket list for me. Fuck paying for Glastonbury. Actually, that's a lie. I would definitely pay for Glastonbury.
My friend worked in a food truck this summer, but like for festivals. So he went to so many festivals for free accommodation, free camping, and he got paid like not amazingly, but like he did Glastonbury, Parklife, Houghton, like all these things all for free. With like, obviously he had to camp, which is most of them, which isn't ideal. But like, I mean, you don't really have a choice if you're going to a festival. But like, he would have to work. Sometimes like the hours would be annoying because it would be like during like the best act, but if you're going for free, like,
yeah,
so maybe that should be our endeavor. We could do the podcast live from food trucks and
oh my gosh, no, we should so have like a little pop up.
Anyway, after the break, we will be back to discuss more on Coachella, all the lineups, who we would have wanted to see, and we're getting into the outfits from this year. Who was best dressed, who was worst, coming up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.
Welcome back to Pop Off. Let's get into the lineup of Coachella. So as I was saying, like, I really want to go, but this is the thing, like the lineup, I need to see the acts, obviously, but paying that much money for like, and it potentially being like a dead lineup. Like for me, like this lineup is kind of, actually, no, it's not that bad. It could be worse. But I was saying that like, Becky G, what does she sing apart from Jennifer Lopez remix?
Oh my god, no, I used to love this one song by her. It's like dancing in the mirror and singing in the shower. La-da dee, la-da. I loved it. It was like 2013, 2014.
Oh, no.
It was my favorite.
I used to love her. Can we when I rock said I got that song.
Oh, she yeah. Did
Becky
she do a cover
G.
of it?
Yeah.
Love that. Headliners were Bad Bunny, Blackpink, Frank Ocean.
Not me finding out who Blackpink was yesterday.
The blinks are going to come for you.
Mate, they're scary because why when I search up Coachella on Twitter, that's the only thing that they're talking about, Blackpink?
Yeah.
I don't get the K-pop K-pop
fans.
Yeah. No, I don't get it. Like the hype of K-pop. What is it?
I don't know.
Are they singing in Korean?
So they sing in Korean and English. So like some lines will be Korean, some lines will be English. Obviously, like I think each like artist is different. Each song is different. Like some will be like very heavily Korean, some will be very heavily English, some will be 50-50.
I can say that I love seeing like the groups at the award shows and stuff because they're just fucking sick. But when it comes to the music, I just don't get it.
I think it's so interesting as well because they're so big and their fans are so big. Like each of Blackpink are like signed exclusively to a fashion house each. Like one signed to Celine, one signed to Chanel. I think one's Bulgari. Like they're each signed to like, because they're so like, to have an entire girl group where each member is signed to an individual fashion house is insane. Like, no offense.
So wait,
like,
who made them so big?
Well, I think they're just like so big in Korea and they've sort of spilled over to like the rest of the world because they just got so big.
Oh, okay. It's so funny because I'm so disconnected from that side.
I love Blackpink.
Yeah, you said you would listen to them.
I was listening to them in the car because after I saw all the TikToks of their set and I was like, oh God.
I'm going to listen to them. They're sick at dancing as well.
That's what I was about to say.
The other K-pop people.
Yeah, the thing is about K-pop people is people need to respect on their names because they will put on shows like no Western act will other than like Beyonce. Mm. Like you watch them and you're just like, fuck me, British acts are lazy.
Yeah, their dancing is insane.
But they go through such an intense like boot camp and like from such a young age, they're like put into like the K-idol like sort of like thing to like train them and build them up. And they go into like this industry as young as like 14, like set out to be in the girl bands from
like
14.
That's scary.
But it's like, yeah, it's a whole different world. Don't hate me because I know y'all like to tussle Frank Ocean.
I'm not a fan.
I like I'm like about you. To slide in the ocean. I'm about to, but that's about it.
He does not like he don't like his fans, and that's a fact because he actually don't respect them.
Yeah. He's
and also sorry, but like I just don't like like, I was watching videos of him performing. I was like, this sounds trash. Like, sorry. Like, it don't sound... I was listening and I was like, maybe it's because I'm not a fan, so I just don't, like, get it as much. But I was like, this don't slap. Like, this does not slap. And then he also cancelled, like, the live stream and stuff, and everyone was banging out about that.
Oh, but I saw on Twitter that a word on the street is that he's doing a documentary.
Yeah, well, they love to. It's like Rihanna. Like, they love to come up with like a bunch of.
Was Beyonce's Coachella performance not live? It's streamed.
I don't know.
I thought it was, but I actually don't know now. I think about it. Frank Ocean, like, he's a bit slow for me.
Yeah, it's a bit slow. I feel like the girls that get it, get it. And I'm just not one of those girls that get it. So.
And you can tell they get it because
ride for it. But I feel like it was like those girls in secondary school that were going, well, not just girls, but the people in secondary school that were just going through it, man. Like, for real, because all my friends that love Frank Ocean, sorry, babes, you were going through it. They actually were, though, for real.
I don't know. I like him and I like his music. Actually, I don't know if I like him. I saw this thing that apparently he was an hour late onto stage. And the top comment, which I would like sort of agree with, was like, at some point we've got to like call this like mystery act like a rap because it's like it's getting to a point where it's disrespectful. And I was like, I mean, it's not me, but God bless. And also, do you know what pissed me off as well? There were people who were like leaving early on the Sunday and on TikTok, they'd be like, oh, and then we left. And all the comments were like, you fucking left before fucking Frank Ocean. And I was like, not everybody is that. Like, I get it. It's such a big deal for his fans because it's the first time he's performed live in ages. Like, if you're a big fan, I can understand why this is a huge moment. But not everybody in the world is a Frank Ocean fan. Mm. People have gone to that festival for other acts other than Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
It's not the Frank Ocean show with other special guests.
He was there on... And also, what I noticed with Coachella as well, usually they have the Ferris wheel, but they changed it to that multicolored thing.
No, they have a multicolored stand every year. But
there was no Ferris wheel.
There no Ferris wheel? I didn't see one either.
Everyone used to do the, you know, the boho chic in front of the Ferris wheel. Like, that was it.
Oh my God, I used to eat those pictures up. Yeah. Like, God, I wanted to be those people so badly. Bad Bunny was the other headliner. I couldn't name you a Bad Bunny song, but that man is so fucking hot.
Yeah, that man is fine. I can't lie to you. And then there was a video of Kendall Jenner dancing as well.
Fuck that bitch. Jokes. Aww. Not seriously, but that should be me.
Oh, fire up against the candle, Jenna. No, she can actually, like, she was grooving. She was actually quite cute.
Snag a man.
Yeah, she can snag man for a role.
In terms of other people who are performing, though, I would have loved to see Kali Uchis.
Yes, I know. Oh. She's just got this sex appeal that everyone is dying for.
And, like, I saw her.
She took my sex appeal. Because I ain't got none and she took it.
I think I saw her Lollapalooza or Rolling Stone. I can't remember what. She's done another performance recently. And her voice it's just insane. Sounds like honey live.
No, do you know what she... If we can we insert this clip? Yeah, she does this thing, right? And she... or we'll put it on pop off Instagram. And she, like... Because it's actual, like, gold. She basically reads... Well, she sings... a children's book, and when I say I like literally wanted to cry, it is so good. It's so good. She just has a voice of an actual angel, though.
And she brought out Tyler, the Creator.
Did she come on with Don Toliver?
Don Toliver and Omar Apollo. All three of them came out during her set. I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Didn't The Weeknd come out for someone this weekend? Was it
yes,
Bad Bunny?
Yes, yes, yeah. Oh, was it?
It was someone on the Friday night.
The Weeknd I have time for, I can't lie.
He has so many good songs. Yeah. That is one person I would absolutely die to see live.
Oh, also Rosalía looked sick.
I saw her live in November.
Did you?
I wasn't. I like Rosalía. I like her aesthetic. I like her like sort of vibe and her performance style. I basically got offered a ticket like 2 hours before because someone was ill and pulled out. And I was like, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
Like, I love a concert, me. So I went and I sort of had an idea of her. One of the best concerts I've ever been to. I was just boogieing. Like, I did not know the words, but it kind of didn't matter because, like us Brits are the most, like, self-obsessed people ever. We would never, like... I mean, we would never even, like... Whatever. But it was so good, and she looked so good live as well. I love that she's wearing no makeup as well.
Oh, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Do you remember when Alicia Keys said that she wasn't going to wear any makeup anymore?
Oh, yeah. Didn't she get dragged for that?
Because well, yeah,
didn't she then come
that.
Up with a makeup line or something?
Oh.
Charlie XCX as well. Oh my God, Charlie XCX's set looked so good.
Oh, Charlie XCX is cool. Calvin Harris as well, mate. Oh,
no, those videos of Calvin Harris to be seen live. Do you
I
know
actually
how
have PTSD from seeing him live.
Wait, when did you see him live? I'm so jealous.
Well, do you remember when I was talking about, what's it called? What's that thing called? What's our festival in London?
Wireless?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just ended up going into a hole. while he was live.
Oh, I do remember this.
So then it was actually right, really scary because I just started sinking into the ground.
And as it were, you were hearing doo doo doo.
Yeah. Doo doo doo. I'm not even joking. What was that? And it, there was like colours coming out, and I actually thought like,
oh my God, no, that would send me spiraling. But he has so many songs, and he brought out. Why is Ellie Goulding suddenly everywhere again?
Yeah, and Fisher was there as well. I actually like Fisher. I listened to a podcast. It's like this New Zealand podcast. My boyfriend shows me, but it's this New Zealand podcast on called Not For Radio. And like he comes on that and he has some fucking funny stories. He's Australian. So like when he talks, he just sounds jokes.
Is he the one that does I'm losing it?
Yeah. Wait, I think so. Yeah.
I know that song.
You only know, yeah, no, I only know that song.
Oh, you don't? I don't know any of it. Compared to last year's lineup, though, which was Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Ye, I think I would have rather gone to that year.
Yeah, for sure.
And Megan was there. Yeah, 21 Savage. I think last year was Doja Cat. But you know, you can't have every year be a hit. You got to take some and lose some.
I wonder who they'll bring out next year then.
I think next year they'll have to go like crazy hard because of like the like low commotion that people have caused this year. Thing is though, well, we're getting onto like outfits and stuff now. Why I don't understand, because all these like famous people are still going. They're just purposely dressing down because they think it's uncool
right.
to dress up for Coachella. But I'm like, you're still going, you're still getting paparazzi. Like, this is like actually more lame because you're dressing down because you think it's cool to dress down, which in my personal opinion is more lame than dressing up because you think it's cool to dress up. I think purposely putting on a bad outfit.
I know.
Purposely putting on like a shit outfit because you think that's cool is actually like, fucking lame because it's like, yeah. Why do you care so much?
It's just so boring. It's just how they obviously, like, when it comes to like Hailey Bieber and like they didn't create the style, but they are the ones, like the Pinterest girlies,
yeah.
getting it like up there, you know? So you're like literally dressing like every other girlie, even though you might have like made the aesthetic or whatever. you're still dressing.
Mm.
The person that I found that looked the actual best was Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, she did look really good.
And you showed me Zoe.
Yeah, I think she's called Zoe, but like her Insta or her TikTok is Zoe Fish.
Yeah, she's like a dancer on TikTok, but like in a really cool way.
But she just like, if you want to go look at like, it's Zoi Fish on TikTok, and she posted her Coachella outfits. She just like has embodied that sort of Coachella bohemian, yeah, traditional sort of like what people used to wear back in the day, mm-hmm, without being like, oh my God, look at me, I'm doing, yeah, something so major, yeah, but, yeah, still looking so good. She was my best dress. My worst dress was anyone who turned up in a fucking denim pair of shorts and plain hoodie or something.
Wait, there was people who...
Hailey Bieber was literally there in baggy jeans and a hoodie. And I was just like, you're doing that on purpose.
Yeah, like, it's so boring though.
Like, if we really want to be real, if you were going to go and not put in any effort, like actually, like from the bottom of your heart, you would go in like a mini skirt and a little top and boots. Like that would just be like, oh, I don't really care about going, like I'm just going to chuck something random on. You're purposely going out your way to wear that outfit.
So what would you wear? So for me, if I was to wear something that was just like mad relaxed, I would wear like an Adam, something like, actually you kind of look like Adam Sandler now today.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, I
like
agree
an
with
Adam, like an Adam Sandler like outfit, like actually like just like bummy but bummy cool. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're gonna go there, just do it. Don't be boring. Like, yeah, for real. You look like you're going to Asda. Well, not even Asda. You look like you're going Oxford Street.
I wish like loads of like men in particular, and I don't want y'all to be like, but in particular straight men in like mini skirts with like a crop, like a tight muscle tee. Mm. I think that would look so hot at Coachella.
That's another thing. Maybe like next year we're going to get some more men there because, men's fashion is boring. You make it cool though. For real.
No, wait, there was has there even been anyone that I saw? Noah Beck was there, but he was giving like BDG jeans, Urban Outfitters New In.
That, oh, TikTok, yeah, yeah, boy. Bad Bunny looked all right, to be fair, but that's because
he carries that for out. Oh, and do you know Aaliyah's interlude, like Aaliyah Core?
Oh, Aaliyah, yeah.
She looked good, and she did it like in her style, and so did the girls.
Go on.
No.
That's another thing I want to say. You bitches must have been sweating.
Yeah.
It was because it's in a desert and they were wearing like trousers.
But I actually saw a TikTok from Denzel Dion, who was dressed in like a skirt, like a long skirt to the floor and a hoodie. And he looked really good. But all the comments were like, babe, like you're going to be sweating, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. And he replied to a comment being like, you do not understand how cold it is when the sun goes down.
Oh, yeah. But
you have no idea.
LA is like, because it is the desert. So obviously there's no...
And he's like, you arrive at about 5 p.m. to the festival. You are going to be in sunlight for about 1, maybe 2 hours at a push. You're going to be in the dark and nighttime, because especially if you go to a party after, for about 8 hours. He's like, I would take my titty sweating for 2 hours if it meant that I'm going to be warm and comfy for the rest of the night, rather than the girls in the short shorts and the crop tops, y'all are the ones who are going to be freezing and be like teeth chattering. He said, no, he was like, you're going to be the ones doing shiver me timbers. And I was like, that's such an interesting point. Denzel Dion, have you not heard of him?
No.
He was like,
is he a TikToker?
He was originally a YouTuber, but he's like Ricky Thompson's best friend.
Oh, okay. I know.
And he dresses really, really well.
Denzel Dion.
He wore like on day two, he wore like this like floor length leather skirt with like a lighter brown leather waistcoat.
Oh, and I do know this guy.
I was just like, you look like you're doing it so well without overdoing it.
Yeah. Is he straight? No. Mm-mm. Sorry, I just looked at that and just
Anyway, our final thoughts. Do we think Coachella is dying?
No. Sorry, anything that anyone says is ever dying after you were literally
gobbing off about it all weekend.
Yeah, participating in the chatter about it. Nah, babe, it's not dying for sure. I will be there even if it is dead. That would be a good opportunity for me to go and fucking get back going.
I think the culture will be dead. And by culture, I do not mean the music. I mean the pop culture surrounding it will be dead for a few years, and we'll get a revival in 2026 when the influencers have stopped going. And they're like the Kylie Jenners of the world, because I'm sure Kylie Jenner won't be Kylie Jenner at that point. We'll have a new Kylie Jenner. We'll be like, we're going to go again because this is so lame now that we're going to make it cool that we go. I think it's going to have a renaissance in like a few years, but it's going to have a dud few more years still. Because the girl, like Kylie Jenner and all them and Hailey Bieber, not that I even think they are remotely the pinnacle of cool, but to the mass sort of population, it's what people look to towards what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whether you like it or not, yeah. Guys.
And I don't think in the next year or 2 years they're going to like all of a sudden switch up and be dressed in head to toe full glam again. Mm. I think it'll take another few years. Maybe it's like when Northwest gets to like 18 and starts going.
Yeah, I can't wait for when they start going.
The Northwest outfits are going to back Kim Kardashian and Kanye West as your parents. Ooh, those outfits.
I know, I was so jealous of them in Japan.
Mm. Oh my God, did you see, sorry, last bit. Did you see Northwest go on stage with Katy Perry?
No.
Oh my God, so they went to go watch her, I think it's her Las Vegas residency show, and Northwest went on stage and Katy was like, what's your name? And she was like, Northwest.
I love this
and
girl.
Then Katy Perry was like, would you come on stage and dance with me? And Northwest was like, only if you bring all my friends on stage. And all the comments were like, Kim has taught her daughter so much about bringing up friends with you. I'm like, who are Kim Kardashian's friends? I don't know any of them who aren't like...
No, because they're all like low-key people.
But like, I'm like, I think her like stylist or her like PA or someone's her best friend. But I was like, this is such a random, like, I mean, maybe because I don't watch the Kardashians, I don't know, like, her personality inside out. But I was like, this is such a random, like, tidbit to attach this to, being like, this is so inspiring from Kim. And, like, Kim's taught her so much. I'm like,
People would just be saying anything these days.
Literally.
But then if she's, like, does a slight, it's people with a parent, it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just done that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Also from Coachella, you definitely will not care about this. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
I saw that they were holding hands.
They were snogging.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah,
I don't
you care about those two.
But what is it? But I thought no one liked Camila Cabello.
Yeah, she's a lame-o, I think. But I think it's more just like the shock. Like, well.
Oh, Shawn Mendes is a ting though, I can't lie.
Oh my God. I like to tweet. I think I unliked it actually because it was so inappropriate. And I look back at my likes the next day and I was like, oh my God, it was a picture of Shawn Mendes. And it was like, I can't say this on the podcast, but it was like, I want to I was like, oh, why am I like that? I was like in bed like, oh, that's so funny. And then I looked back the next day, I was like, people are definitely going to see this and think this is serious. Like, it's not like I'm not liking it this is such a funny compliment.
Yeah, people would go through your likes as well.
Well, no, Twitter do this thing now where they bait you out and they post like, it'll be like, Isla's like this. And it's no, I would have retweeted it if I wanted everyone to see
this. It's true.
But yeah, they were back together. I think it's personally a PR stunt because how dumb do you have to be when you're like not one of the most famous, but a very, very in the public eye famous couple to be snogging on day one, night one of Coachella.
I know, but there's like no build up, is there?
That's got to be a PR. Yeah. You're not thick enough to do that. And there was so many pictures. I actually don't know. I don't really care about them as a couple. I just thought it was interesting that clearly from a PR move that they decided to announce they're back together at Coachella.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Fuck, I just want to just live a celebrity's life one day.
I would love to date a celebrity and then like make me be like a C-list celebrity and I get all the celebrity perks, go to all the celebrity parties, all their friends, but I don't have to do any fucking work.
Yeah.
Like dating. I wouldn't want to date a musician. Because musicians are just like, they always have people throwing them at each other. Mm-hmm. And like, you go on tour. And I'm not obviously going to go to every single tour stop because I'm not a beg. So then I'm like, you're in different countries with all these people who are clearly in love with you and think you're good looking. I'm not sure about that one. I'd want to date like, I could probably do an actor.
Person. No, actors are weird. Don't you think though? Like, I don't like.
I think all celebs are really good.
I know, but you know, okay, so if you put it in terms of like a person, I have a thing about performing arts people.
Like musical theatre?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. But I'd rather do a sports person, but then a sports people are they're going to cheat on my ass.
Let us know who you would get with, what type of celebrity you would get with.
Yeah.
Thank you, as always, for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. Isla, where can the people find you?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. And we would love to hear your thoughts on this week's episode. Tell us what you liked about Coachella, what your favourite outfit was. Drop us a DM or a comment.
And you can tweet us and use the hashtag Pop Off Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. And we will be back next week for a brand new episode. Bye!
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.